Hi, I'm Lionel Rexonos here, and I've got good news for you. You've got to keep watching this space, all right? What's coming? It's the Influence of the Spirit podcast. You heard it right. The Influence of the Spirit podcast. We will be coming at you week after week with solid nuggets, solid points on how to increase your intimacy with the Holy Ghost, growing in revelation of who you are in Christ, just walking in that enhanced life, that spirit walk life. It's going to be exciting. So please follow me on all social media handles, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. This will be amazing. It will be wonderful to grow together with you, grow in the things of the Spirit and in our walk, you know, and continuous exercise in the Holy Ghost. So looking forward to having you follow all the conversations we'll be having. It will be amazing. Hi, my name is Lionel Rexonos here. Welcome to my YouTube channel. Here we will be having a solid time with God's Word. We will learn who we are in Christ. Listen, there's so much God has put within us that makes the new creation, that's the born-again person, the most treasured possession on this earth. Wow, yes, and that's it really. So much to uncover. Bible says that God has put so much treasure in us. We have treasure in this earthen vessel. Imagine us week after week, episode after episode, digging in by revelation, by the help of the Holy Ghost, into all those amazing truths on who we are, what God is to us, what Christ has done for us. Imagine how much we would be, you know, edified and transformed. So please subscribe to this channel and then just turn on notifications so that once anything drops, you will be the first to know. It will be awesome being in this community with you, looking forward to great times together. God bless you.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Great to be here again every Sundays. You're so wonderful. All right. Knowing that you're going to be there. Yep. And it's always a great time. We've been learning. It's been interesting and we've been learning. All right. Yeah. The work of the Spirit in the believer still, but I love this tilt. I love the fact that what we're looking at a lot more is so who is leading you? What's leading you? And then you got that. So last week we touched a bit about it, you know, so, and it's interesting, you know, we could easily read the story in Genesis chapter 3 about Eve and then just like, well, the enemy talked to her, but he used something. He played a trick on her that he still gets to play on us. All right. Same old trick, you know, so you and I now need to actually master, you and I need to better understand how it works, you know. So, you know, Bible, like we read last week, said that the woman saw, all right, that it was good for food. I mean, she saw it was pleasant to the eyes. She saw, and then that it would make one wise. So good for food, pleasant to the eyes, make one wise, all right? Rhyme, right? Good for food, pleasant to the eyes, and then make one wise. So that caught her, you know, and then, and that catches us. That always gets to catch us. I mean, it's great to have things, you know, wonderful, nice, attractive things around us. All right. Wonderful, nice, attractive people and all of that. But don't let that lead you. You've got to get this. Don't let that lead you. Okay. So, I just run through a few of the things we talked about last week and then we dive right in. Are you ready? Okay. So yeah, we talked about Eve. We talked about Lot. In Genesis 13, Lot was also led by sight. Abraham asked him, okay, you choose. And Lot looked at the very lush areas. And then he chose what he saw. So Lot wasn't moved by honor or respect for Abraham. I'm like, uncle, I've come this far because of you. Hey, you choose and I know I'll be fine once I know you're fine. All right, I felt, oh, great, I'm told to choose. I choose. Okay, so we see Abraham being led by love, peace, telling Lot there shouldn't be strife between them. So, hey, Lot, you go ahead and, you know, you choose. You go ahead and you, where do you want? How do you want it? You just go and then we'll be fine. All right. So It's just important that we learn all of this and then, hey, but one important person also, Jesus just mentioned her quickly in Luke 17, remember Lot's wife. So what happened to Lot's wife? She looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. Question is, why did she look back? Okay, why did she look back? And Jesus in Luke, 17 there, if you pick it all the way, just read all through, he was talking about the end times, all right? But two things you could learn there. He was talking about, all right, the destruction of Jerusalem, all right, and how that there will be persecution and all of that. But yet again, there's also what will happen at the last day, all right? So, you know, when one person is here, you know, don't go back home to pick anything, just run. And in the midst of him telling them, all right, if you're in the field, don't come back home to pick anything, just run. And then chips in, remember Lot's wife. So you have to sit back and like, okay. So her mind obviously would have been back at the thing she might have left behind. I mean, they had to run in a hurry. How much can you carry? It's like someone having to run out of a house that is burning. You won't pick stuff, all right? So that's how they left Sodom and Gomorrah, like people that were coming out of a burning building. So she couldn't pick stuff. So, and then he said, don't look back. All right. Could it be the sound, the boom, you know, that happened way behind that? She's like, let me see what blew up, you know, but Jesus in the context, yeah, was dealing with, all right. So it will be in the days of Noah. All right. Men will be having fun, marrying, getting married, partying. And then the Son of Man will come. All right. That's how the day of Son of Man will be. And then said it will be also like the days of Lot. Okay. Life would seem like normal. And then suddenly, so he was using that context. All right. And then don't go back to pick anything. Remember this woman. So that's the context. So, oh my gold, oh my, you know, whatever, you know, she might have had, because they were, you know, somewhat prosperous. If you remember the Genesis 13 story, how that Lot had expanded. I mean, so large that there wasn't space for him and his uncle Abraham anymore. So he had to move. So Lot was big boy. All right. And then, so she's the first lady. All right. I mean, she's got a whole lot of good stuff. Don't be attached. God is not asking us not to have things, but God is saying don't be attached to the things. Please get the difference. God isn't asking you not to have things. God wants you rich, all right? Doesn't just want you covetous, doesn't want you greedy, but wants you rich, wants you okay, wants you fine. Do you understand that? He wants you rich, wants you fine, wants you comfortable, but he doesn't want you attached. Doesn't want you attached, all right? That car is not more important than your child. Yes, your child stained the car, maybe scratched the car, maybe, but that child is more important than the car. I understand. I mean, we have to do a few repairs. I understand that, but the car is not for any reason. Any heavenly or earthly reason more important than that child. All right. We have to put the priority where the priority belongs to. Okay. So I'm sure we've all had our kids destroy something and then, you know, some, maybe you still not even be able to get back. I have such. All right. And then, so what do? You know, someone say, I'll beat the blankie out of the cat. And then it comes out, comes back. No, it doesn't. And then the child should learn not to do that, but the child should not learn. Please get this. The correction should be on principle. The correction should be on maintenance and all of that. Don't leave the child, please, with the lesson of that thing is more important than you are. Don't leave the child with that lesson. Don't leave the child. I'm sure that's clear. Right. Now, expertise, all right? So I'm just speaking points, you know, just get someone is joining in for the first time. I'm like, okay, yeah, but please, we broke this down a lot more last episode. Just scroll. And then it's the next one right there, right? If you're watching on Facebook, it's the next video. If you're listening on Spreaker, all right, just go back to where you can find my name up there. Click it. Then it takes you to the Fuller album, all right? And then you just enjoy yourself, okay? Or just click what you find there as Influence of Spirit. It now gives you the whole load of what we have, actually. And then you enjoy. And if you're listening or watching on IGTV, on Instagram, and then we're going to upload on IGTV once we're done. And if you're watching on YouTube, just next video, next available video, I suppose. So, hey, all right, just load up, and then older series are available. Just get blessed, all right? Expertise. So Peter, you know, haven't tried catching fish all night, couldn't catch anything, and then Jesus walks up to him after preaching and then the crowd pushes him into the sea. Hey, bro, can I use your boat? And say, oh, sure, bro. I don't need it for now. All right. So Jesus is done. And Jesus says, hey, bro, you want to catch some fish? Pushing a bit. All right. Get some stuff for yourself. Thank you for today. And he says, ah, I toiled all night, caught nothing. And then he paused. He must have. All right. I heard this guy preach. I heard him say some nice stuff. He seems like he really knows God and everything. He says, all right, at your word. So he was an expert, but he wasn't moved by expertise. Did you get that? He wasn't moved. Now, yes, if you use the King James, Jesus said, let down your nets for a catch. And then Bible says, and Peter let down his net. But thank God he still did. Some of us could sit back and argue with the Lord. You could. And that's the issue. That's even usually where healing and faith, you know, medicine and, you know, walking by faith for healing comes in. You find, all right, some believers standing on God's word. I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. And then, you just, go see the doctor and doctor says, nah, in 2 days, you'll be okay. You walk out of there and someone says, how are you doing? Say, I'm okay. Actually, in 2 days, I'll be fine. So you're no longer quoting God's word. You're not quoting the doctor. Is it wrong? No, the doctor is doing his job, but huh, don't quote the doctor abandoning what God said. All right. Because, and there have been very many cases, there was a flip. All right. There have been cases of, oh, doctor says, nah, this one should be discharged in another day or two. And then suddenly, person's there for like another 3 weeks or worse. And I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. So don't quote the doctor and abandon God's word. Quote the doctor and say, thank God. All right. Bible says we're healed. So, and thank God the doctor even said, you know, stay on God's word. Same thing happens with finances. You release your faith and then someone says, oh, see me tomorrow. I'll give you X, Y amount of money. And then, you know, the way we do now, just forget about what God, you know, what we're standing on. Now, there's a place to forget about, you know, you're not standing on the word like that anymore because you know that was it. But sometimes it wasn't it. So the person now, you know, disappoints you. Then you have to, I'm sure anybody been there. All right. Then you have to go get back on scripture all over again and start speaking the word and start speaking the word and start speaking the word. You know, but usually that's because you abandoned what you were standing on or because someone said, oh, no. Come on. See me by Friday. I'll sort this out. Maybe a person said that to you on a Monday or Tuesday. So from Wednesday, you just relaxed, you know, watched movies, hang out with friends, you know, and then believing that that was it. And that wasn't it. That was a smoke screen. And there are many of such. Smoke that comes to distract you of your faith. You know, is a person the distraction? Is a person from the enemy? No. All right. A person could have even meant good. But sometimes, watch this now. It might even be that the person really wanted to, but your lack of grip on your faith, all right, reduce the spiritual pull of that thing and he allowed the manipulation of the enemy to walk in. I would repeat myself so you can get it. In the name of Jesus, I believe my needs are met. Thank you, Father. And you kept speaking and don't forget when you speak, angels are working. The Holy Ghost is doing something on your behalf. And then you're in faith. So your faith activates the ministry of angels, okay? So then someone comes and says, oh, I will. And the person meant it. So you just threw your faith away. Right? Bible says, cast not away your confidence. So you threw your faith away because the person said, believing that that was it. And then the person disappoints you and like, ah, it could be a disappointment for real, but sometimes it could be your grip. All right. That was relaxed. That hold of yours on that matter, or because of a word or a promise, that hold. Please get this. And you have to draw the thin line very well. And it's, you know, excuse me. It's by the leading of the Spirit you could draw the thin line. It's just by the leading of the Spirit you could draw the thin line. Please. So I'm saying, remember Daniel? Okay. Daniel was in faith and then his prayer was answered and then he was in faith still until the prayer manifested. Does that mean pray till you see? No, I have cases where God spoke. I knew it was God. That's what we're teaching. Being led, guys, please. Being led by the Spirit. I knew it was God and I didn't pray. Now there are instances where people say, oh, once God gives a word, then you wage war with the prophecy till it comes to pass. There's a place for it, but it's not in every case. How do you know the difference again? You've got to be led. I've got big projects that God told me about. Big, seriously big. I know a number of people, all right? We'll pray till the last minute of it. I didn't pray one lick. I didn't do anything about it anymore. I said, that's God. It'll come to pass. And it did. It did, according to the word of God. It did come to pass. Do you understand? Because if not, you don't now know when to rest. Because sometimes we labor instead of resting by faith. Instead of just, all right, I'm not praying about it. Everything is working out. Then you're laboring. Then you're striving. Then you're laboring. Then you're striving. No. All right? No. So we've moved from Peter, right? I didn't say any of this last Sunday, so I guess someone just needs this right now. You know? So it's important that you learn, okay, that line of I have a word from God and I stay in faith. And then I have a word from God and then I just, you know, relax. It's fine. It's sorted. So I was saying, sometimes it could be because you relaxed your hold. Then the work of the angels, all right, was not assisted by your faith like it should in the case where that was what was needed. All right. In the case where that, so you relaxed because someone made a promise and then you rested. Oh, thank you, Father. At least you could keep praising God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And praise the highest form of faith. All right. Because you're not asking anymore. You are believing you have received. You believe it is yours. All right. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. It's mine now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. It's mine now. You're doing that. You're doing that. Did you get that now? You're doing that. Praise God. So you need to understand the place of expertise. It happens. Oh, but she knows what she's saying. I know people, all right, who the Lord had to tell, sell your shares right now. And then they call their stockbroker. Stockbroker says, no way. This thing is doing pretty well. And then they've had to say, sell. All right. It's your loss. But alas, 2-3 days later, the thing crashes. And stockbroker goes, how on earth did you know? How on earth did you know? I mean, I know a very dear family. They were in a particular nation, all right, on mission work, you know, and all. And then they needed to move to another nation. Visa here has expired. They should come back home to Nigeria for moving to the next nation. Visa had expired for like 5 days. And then they went, all right, to the embassy, embassy anyway. That part, I'm trying not to give too many details, but hey. And the person attending to them said, I should deport you home now. You're expired. So go to your home. Not like I should stamp that you move to the next country. But, all right. And the person did it. So instead of coming back, you know, home, Nigeria, and then now do, you know, processes, they move from one country to the next. Visa, they expired 5 days. You should go back to your home country. Move. So the lawyer, the immigration lawyer working on their case said, I've never, in my profession, seen this before. You should get back home. In fact, the person I told them, don't go there. That's you just now making them stamp your papers. You can't be here. You shouldn't be here. Back home. But they were favored. They were favored. Think maybe they gave them 2 weeks, blah, blah, blah. Arrange yourselves, move to the next country. Something. You know, favor. Expertise. Being led. And we need to get this. We need to get this. Thank God for experts. Oh, but there's one who knows everything about everything. Like Reverend Keith Moore would always say about the Holy Spirit. He knows everything about everything. He does. He does. Have you ever had to buy a product online and then fumed over, oh, you know, those stuffs people used to, you know, show what I ordered for and what I got. All right. But the Holy Ghost knows the difference. He knows what you're ordering for is not what you're going to get. And then at the end, I felt funny about it. Sometimes we really don't feel funny about it. We're carried away with shopping and then we don't allow. So all we're learning is that leading of the Spirit. Please. All right. Even if I've had to say a few things you've heard before, it's important. I've had to hear these kinds of teachings again and again. I've heard a lot of it already this 2020. Being led. Because ever so often, we're going to keep making decisions about being led by the Spirit of God. All right. So expertise, the place of expertise. Thank God for experts. Sometimes God sends you experts, all right? God gave Bezalel and Aholiab to Moses for the constructions. God gave them, but God said there's a spirit on them. God said that, all right? So there's an anointing on them for this. So God, yes, might send you an anointed person, put his words in someone's mouth, and then the person speaks, and then it resonates with you. It just clicks down in your spirit and you know That's it. That's it. This is what God will have me do. This is it. But I'm only saying, don't place experts above the leadings of the Spirit. Don't place, train yourself. All right. That even when you talk to people, train yourself. That even when you fellowship with people and listen to people and get counsel from people, hear God. A very, very, very dear minister, you know, relocated, you know, and then he was advised, do this, you know, this is your profession, so do this. So, I mean, make some money and then that, you know, don't just try to go full time, you know, this, that. And yeah, many have tried going that route and crashed. But in his own case, God said, do what I ask you to do. Face the ministry once you get there. Don't try to get the job. Don't try. Naturally, that's difficult. You got to pay bills. You got to support family. You've got to do a number of things. But because you've trained yourself to know what God is saying. So listen, if you come and tell me stuff, I'll endeavor to give you good counsel. Anybody you go to meet, any well-meaning person will give you good counsel. But I'm saying that good counsel, check your heart, not check your feelings. You need to get this thing right. Some people check, well, I still don't feel that's what I need to do. I never said check your feelings. No, I repeat that. I did not say check your feelings. And in the next few minutes, I'll say a bit about feelings. Check your heart. Now, I know that, okay, which is another point I need to mention. When we were growing up in the things of the word, all right, heart is spirit. And usually, all right, more often than not, in the Bible, heart is spirit. But in the last, like, maybe how many? 10, 15 plus years, heart seems to be emotions. So when I say to you, follow your heart, I need to check, number one, what generation you're from. Maybe. But more importantly, number two, what school of thought are you coming from? Are you the school of thought of heart as spirit? You know? Or you're the school of thought of heart. I mean, you watch some cartoons and then right in there, they say, oh, just follow your heart. Well, what they are talking about is that craving that, you know, you're in love with a princess, you know, kind of thing. So if that's it, then follow. And then you want to tell someone that wants to do business and you just say the person, follow your heart. And then the person just follows statistics or follow that good feeling on the inside, you know, when he or she thinks about the profit that's going to come. No, no, no. So context, all right, for us here on influence of the spirit is heart as spirit. Is that all right now? Your heart, your core, your center, your spirit, all right? That's your heart. So follow. That's the person to follow. The leading in your spirit. The leading of the spirit. Are you getting this now? So you and I have got to be educated. Right? In this new norm. All right? You and I have got to be properly, you know, well instructed and properly educated, you know, excuse me, and guided, you know, on this matter such that we know better what is expected of us. We know better how to handle what is expected of us. All right? So I guess that's quite some time already on, expertise today, but watch it. Who is leading you? What's leading you? Who is leading you? What's in you? We talked about from John, you know, 1 John 2:15-17, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and then the pride of life. But I want to read, you know, we've mentioned that all last week, get there. I might need to still talk about that some more, but just listen last week. In Job chapter 3, all right, the third verse of, I mean, chapter of the book of Job, and then the 25th verse, we mentioned fear, but there was something else. There is something else I think I need to read. So Job 3:25. Job said, all right, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has, you know, come unto me. So we see him in chapter 1 offering up sacrifices, all right, just in case his kids have, you know, disobeyed God. And then, so it looked like piety, it looked like spirituality, but it was fear leading him and guiding him. Now, 26 verse. I was not in safety, neither was I at rest. All right. Neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. I was not in safety. Neither had I rest. Neither was I quiet. Trouble came. So you find out that someone could do a lot of spiritually seeming things, things that seem spiritual. You're waking up every day confessing God's word, laying hands over your children, laying hands. I mean, you're doing that every single day. Every single day. But the underlining thing there is fear. I mean, I knew a very, very dear couple. The wife was said, you know, was told by the doctor she had 10 months to live. She had cancer, 10 months to live. And then, of course, God told them what to do, tell the cancer to stop. The whole family should give an amount of time, right, to speaking God's word and, you know, fellowshipping with God's word every day. God told her about her diet. God told her a particular doctor to go see. And all, one evening, and I mean, I love what, you know, the dear husband said. So one evening they were sleeping at night. I was lying down. And then he held her so close to himself. And the Holy Ghost asked him, why are you holding her like that? He said, nothing. I'm just, you know, just holding her closely. He said, no, why are you holding her like that? You didn't hold her like that before. Why are you holding her like that now? And he had to be sincere. Because the Holy Ghost made him realize, you're holding her like that because she might die. So that thing is coming, like, let me show her love. Let me care for her. Oh, my wife, I may not be able to hold her like this anymore. And then he had to stop holding. Listen, because you could do stuff in the natural, but what's underlining it in the spirit? What's underlining it in the spirit? You could do a whole lot of stuff in the natural. Someone says, oh, she so cares about him. Oh, he so cares about her. Oh, you know. Oh, she prays anytime she gets to her storefront. She prays over her business every day. She could be praying out of panic. Things are not working. God, things are not working. God, you're blessing my neighbor. God, and then, but you don't see all of that. You see her praying. Stop the prayer. Lift your hands and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe someone needs to do that right now. Just stop and lift your hands and praise him. Thank you, Lord. That thing you're trying to pray for. And then pray. Stop. Lift your hands and praise him. Glory to God. Find a verse. I believe you have a verse you've been praying on. And then just thank him. I thank you because all things are working. All things. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. And be at rest. Don't forget what Job said. He said, I was not in safety. Neither had I rest. Neither was I quiet. Yet trouble came. So you might do things that seem spiritual. But the underlining factor is fear. The underlining factor is loss. The underlining factor is grief. The underlining factor is anger. You know, anger. Just check it, please. All right? Check it. Oh, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise now and always. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Now and always we give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Now and always. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I believe you're getting all this, all right? Because you and I have got to understand how these things work. Fear mustn't lead you. And these things could hide. Makes you pray before a trip. Why? Maybe the plane might crash. maybe not. But it shouldn't, right? But did you sense anything? Did you perceive anything while at home? Did you perceive anything before the journey? All right. I took a trip once. I was to minister in a particular city. And then the flight was booked. And the more I prepared for the preaching, I kept feeling uncomfortable. All right. I saw myself at the meeting. I didn't see myself on the plane. I just felt uncomfortable about it. And then this was about maybe like getting closer and closer. I saw myself at the meeting. So I knew in my heart there was nothing wrong with being at the meeting. It was the right thing. But I didn't see myself on the plane. So what do I do? All right, so I told my wife about it, and then I called my host. There's an issue. I would come to the meeting because I see myself there. I would have to come by road. I don't see myself on the plane. I don't know what it is. So she calls the person who booked the flight for her to cancel, you know, just, you know, say, hey, he's not flying in. He doesn't know why yet, but let's cancel. Only to find out that the wrong date had been booked. So I would have, you know, without the perception I had, been to the airport, all right, and then get to the counter and then you're told you don't have a flight today and then blah, blah, blah. Of course, we'll need to now, you know, get another flight and all of that. Sure, fine, you know, but hey. So that obviously was what I was speaking and then she told me that I'm like, I wasn't seeing myself on a plane. So like, okay, so should we just move in? I said, you know what? Let me just still go. Let me go by road, all right? Quiet some hours. I'll be fine. Just have some me time. You know, me, Holy Ghost time, actually. Not me. No. You know, and then I did. Studied. prayed, you know, meditated quite a lot on the trip. Now, you know, I could have done that, gotten there, had a great meeting, and then fear creeps in. And then the fear creeps in so much that I want to come back by road. No, I flew back. Because the fear was trying to creep in. Are you getting there? So you've got to be on the lookout. You've got to be on the watch out, all right? And deal with those things that look like fear. So we must be watchful. You know, that fear thing creeps in. And that happens. So I could have just like, let me come back by road and I will give it room. And then the next flight that I would have, it will try to creep in. Then I give it room. Then after a while you hear, you know, I really don't like flying because I'm giving room to fear. Fear is not a signal from God. Please understand that. So I'm like, yeah. God has not given you the spirit of fear. Okay? 2 Timothy chapter 1 and then verse 7. God hasn't given you the spirit of fear. And then Romans chapter 8 verse 15. You haven't received the spirit of bondage again to be afraid. You have the spirit of adoption whereby you cry, Abba, Father. So God will not use fear to lead you. Fear is not of God. Oh, come on, no. No, perfect love, Bible says, cast out fear. So fear is not a signal from God. No. So God won't lead you with fear. Now, you could perceive danger, like Paul in Acts 27. He wasn't afraid. Again and again, Bible says, fear not, fear not, fear not. So God won't make you afraid. No. Did you get that? But you could perceive there's trouble. There's trouble. God didn't send the fear. He gave you a knowledge of there is trouble. You can now, oh, there's trouble. I'm perceiving it. You've now taken it into your soul and then running around like, you know, a headless chicken. No. He sent it in. And when God sends it, it means there's a finishing. That means you peak, there's trouble, but there will be peace. Or there's trouble, get out. There's trouble. No. Peak what it is. Peak the end of the story. Endeavor to. All right? Because God will lead you with peace. He says you will be led forth with joy. You will go out with peace. So there's that peace that will lead and guide and direct you. Are you getting this? The direction of peace and the peace of God, Philippians 4:7 says, that passes all understanding, will guard your heart and mind. The peace of God, not fear, the peace of God that passes all understanding. That means you can be peaceful in the storm, like Jesus when he slept in the boat. You could be peaceful. There's trouble. You could sense there's danger, but all is well. So it's you understanding, guys, that, hey, I will not be led by fear. I refuse to be led by fear, even when it's danger. Even when in Acts 27, all right, we mentioned that a bit last week, all right, but read the whole story, it will bless you. Even in Acts 27, there was blackness, the sun didn't show up for quite a while because of the storm, men couldn't eat and all of that. I mean, everybody had a fast for about 14 days, not because they were scared. Paul got up and said, hey, everybody, cheer up. There stood by me an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. I said, hey, everybody's life is safe. This ship is going to go. We're going to crash land on an island. What? Because at the end of the day, God won't say, oh, fear, fear, fear. No. It began with Paul perceiving, don't take a move. And then, or don't make a move. And then they push further. And then they push further. Did you get that? God would not use fear to lead. You could become uncomfortable. Now your soul could now pick it and then start, something's about to go wrong. Or it could become uncomfortable. What's it? I'm uncomfortable about something. What's it? I'm uncomfortable. It could be food. Not because someone poisoned you, but maybe some of the ingredients, all right, was already contaminated. So it will run, some disturb you somewhere, and then you just feel uncomfortable about eating that meal. But when we're too, let's dig in, I'm hungry, you know. You're uncomfortable. Why are you uncomfortable? Did you get that? You're uncomfortable, so why? All right? So you and I have got to get this and put this in proper perspective. Don't be led by fear. Don't be led by fear. God's not going to lead you by fear. All right? Then another, very important for us, prophet. We didn't touch this last week, all right? Prophet. I love Kenny Hagin. I think that's obvious, right? His books have sold millions of copies. If he had received royalties, his family right now is still basking in that money. Now, they're fine, okay? But I'm saying the number Hagin books sold, whoa, as in like, whoa, how God has used those books in nations. Even here, I mean, how many we've recommended to church members, you know, hard copies and, you know, otherwise. I mean, how many Hagin books have been sold? Come on, guys. But guess what? Hagin never took a dime from his books. All proceeds from the books go back into the ministry. Hagin was on salary and then love gifts. Hagin didn't take a dime. Not one dime from his books. If a man was led by profit, not obedience, by pride, not impact, you will push. Does that mean anybody, you know, getting some amount of money from his or her book is wrong? No. It could be one of God's wisdom, and it is actually one of God's wisdom, all right, how that he, you know, that preaches the gospel should live by the gospel. So you're not always just, you know, jumping around and waiting for people to meet your need. I'm only saying at that point, just still don't go with experts. So you have the guys that say, oh, let's do book signing, or let's do it this way, and then let's do this, let's get a blah, da, 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 let's open the page for the book, and let's push it, and let's da, and this is sin, and na, 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 na. Great stuff, but what's the Holy Ghost saying? Don't be led by profit. Don't be led by the likes on the social media. Don't be led, there are too many things that lead us that should not lead us. Profit isn't wrong, please. But don't be led by it. Are you clear? Many things, they're okay in themselves. But they should not lead us. Did you get that? It's important. I mean, I love the heritage of faith I belong to, all right? How many free materials they give out? Have you been to Kenneth Copeland's site? Do you watch Kenneth Copeland on TV? All right, and then they say book offer for the week. Book offer for, I mean, and then, hey, who will mail it to you? And then they do. Keith Moore, oh dear Lord. You go to his site and you download everything free. I had the prayer of being to his church. CDs, as in hard copy, CD, DVDs, free. You walk into the store, you pick it. The people there are not even saying, oh, you've picked two is enough. You've picked three is enough. They help you. Anything you're looking for, you mention, oh, it's over there. Then they give you plastic bags, right? You know, to pack your things in. And like, who are these people? It's because of the heritage of faith. If you go to Mark Hankins' website right now, free downloads. Just enjoy yourself. Free downloads. Free. All right? MP3s, ebooks. You could download stuff. Huh? Yeah, huh? And then someone else is calculating the profit on it. And guess what? A number of these ministries that are doing these things, they have faith projects. Hundreds of thousands of dollars and even millions of dollars they require to pull certain things through. And then they give it off. I remember Dromark saying they had a business manager, you know, some person, some position, who said to him, no, you can't be doing this. He said, this is how we work. I said, but you're losing a lot of money. Oh, calculating how much they would have made over every single CD that's sent out, over every book, over every, this is how much you're going to make. You're losing money. This is not how to do business. It might not be business, but it's kingdom, guys. It's kingdom. It's kingdom. And you see that these ministries are afloat. They're not sinking. They're not going down. They're afloat. I'm not seeing them hungry for money coming on TV. If you don't give to us, we're not going to be here next service, next Sunday. No, they're not. They live by faith. They teach faith, and faith has action. And part of faith's corresponding action is to give. So you watch them give. And that's a heritage we belong to. All right. Please visit our website. All right. The details will be on the screen. Over 80 messages, free download. All right, right there on the website. If you want more, I haven't downloaded all 80, you could send an email. Free. It's all free. We've been that way for a while. We try to sell, then we shut it down. There's nothing wrong with selling. Please. Copeland sells. So they do downloads and then they still sell. Andrew Womack, you sell. He sells too. Right? You could buy DVDs, you could buy MP3s, you could buy books. And then he has free downloads too. All right. Keep more doesn't sell at all. Can Hagin does sell. And then they do a lot of send out to missions, a whole in millions. So it depends on the format the Holy Ghost gives you. Okay. Please understand that. So you don't say, are they wrong? Or because they're doing that, am I wrong? No, follow the Holy Ghost. Keith Moore is not on social media. Not on social media. Hey, that's one man led by the Spirit of God. Now, I'm not saying he's led because he's on social media. No, I'm saying, you know him if you do, all right? Go to his website. I've actually do that. All right, morelife.org. And then downloads. Look for Spirit-led life. You'll learn a lot about being led by. He teaches a whole lot on being led. Right? Even the last, Kenneth Copeland Convention, just the last concluded one. Keep more thought about trusting God. Just a classic on being led by the Spirit of God. That's how these men live. So don't live by profit. All right? Some singer will say, if you don't give me X this and make this available, I've been like, who do you think you are? Forgive me, but who do you think you are? So God will never send you to be a blessing to some people somewhere that don't know you. Pray about it. Pray about it. You might have your normal manager stuff. My manager tells him this. And then you say, I sense, some people are asking for us and the Holy Ghost want us there. And then you check through. I think it's these people. Ask them, what do they have to offer? Are we really have money? And then they cut your cost down like by 5. But you know in your heart, the Holy Ghost have us be a blessing. Tell them no problem, we'll be there. And then your manager is fuming. And then they say, I'm under my manager. Are you a minister or a business person? If it's gospel, then it's for God. No matter how much, whatever wisdom you have, all right? We need to make it clear. No man has anything he didn't receive from God. Nobody. Nobody. Please understand that. All right. Hope, just in case you don't like it, it's not me trying to be offensive. Is that okay? It's me saying we need to prioritize. There's nothing any man has that he did not receive from God. So if you believe you received it from God and God who gave it to you says, go to give these sets of people free. Get there and give it to them free. Sometimes you go to certain churches, sound is horrible and all, and God would tell you, don't collect the money. If they give it to you, give it to them and say, get more equipment. No, I need to pay the band. You leave by God who sent you also. And then God could now make another church or another, company doing a Christmas program or something. Now pay you like times 5 of what you would have collected somewhere else. God knows how to pay up. So set the priorities right. Don't be led by profit, even for the preacher. My nice hotel room, blah, it's okay. Some of us have preached in places where, they still haven't given us anything. And if we're asked if we'll come, we'll go again. I'm saying, no, my mother did not give birth to a fool. Yeah, but Jesus gave birth to you and you walk in love. And Bible says we're fools for Christ's sake. Come on. All right? Come on. What's your priority? Is it to honor the Lord or to honor your manager or your pocket or your office? Don't get into the crime of Saul. And so say, I've been doing it for a while. It works for me. Don't forget, after God rejected Saul as king, he was still on the throne for 13 years. Huh? So he might be busy still doing stuff and being celebrated, but God says, you're not doing my thing anymore. That's why 1 Corinthians 3 says every man will be tested, every man's work will be tested by fire to see what sort it is. You build with gold, silver, or you build with wood and hay. So God's going to test the work. So it's not all the accolades on this earth. Don't be moved by profit. Don't be moved by profit. Don't be moved by what people say. Don't be moved by this is how to do this ministry here. If you're going to survive here, these people, these preachers here don't know how to honor you. You tell them you want this kind of 3-star hotel minimum. You want this minimum. You want some minimum. You want their minimum. God goes, you just got all your reward right there, honey. Keep going. Keep getting it. I know that's not what you want. So get your priorities right. But God, they don't pay my bills. Well, then talk to the Lord. He could give you a business idea. All right. He could send like 3 churches that would just connect you to certain other places where they will bless you. You know he knows what to do, right? He could send one individual from somewhere else and say, the Lord asked me to buy you a car. The Lord asked me to send your family on a vacation. And you wonder, oh, the Lord is good to me, because you're good to him and his people. You're good to the people of the Lord. You're not milking them. You're not milking them. Well, that church is rich. They should pay me well. I mean, I know a preacher, dear preacher. I mean, he wanted to get a guest singer. And the guy was like, it must be this amount or else I'm not coming. And he laughed. He was going to pay the guy more than that. He said, see him. I was going to pay him more than that. If he eventually comes, all the actors, and then he doesn't know he's losing. And I just feel like that's the amount, $10,000. And they were going to give him more than that. Hey, come on. Set your priorities right. Don't be led, please. I beg you, please, don't be led by prophet. Right? And then don't be led by media. I know we love to listen to the news. And then, but I think by now we know that everything we hear on the news is not real. All right? So I need to round up soon. Everything here on the news is not real. It's not true. So your prayer point shouldn't even be led. There's news from heaven. Heaven is current. You could be watching those guys and you just need to lie. I think by now you know they lie a lot. So they shouldn't be the ones to determine how you pray, how you think, what you know. Let God lead you. Ken Hagin, his son, was posted by the army somewhere. And then he heard that war was going to break out there. And he got praying and the Lord said, no, it won't happen. It won't happen. But that was what the media was carrying, because that was what people thought. So it was rumored all around. But he didn't bother praying because the Lord told him. So we have news to use from heaven, current. Okay? All right. So I said I'll say something about the soul. I'll say that maybe later, emotions. But let me end finally on it. Emotions are good slaves for very bad masters. God gave us emotions to use, not to lead and to guide us. All right. We'll deal with that a lot better next week. Get ready for it. The emotions are very good. All right. To follow, not to lead. So you find that you are hooked. Emotions are not easy to twist. So God says, break that tie. You say, okay, Lord. Then you go and say, I'm breaking the tie. All right. And then the people start crying. And then it touches you and then your emotion switches back. Like, all right. One more chance. God didn't say one more chance. God said break the tie. So you follow the leadings of the Spirit. You're a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. Or you're predominantly, primarily inside the man. Your heart is spirit. So follow your heart. All right. I believe that blessed you. All right. It blessed me. All right. Sharing this today. I believe it blessed you. Let's encourage ourselves. Please don't forget. Visit our website. Details are on the screen. Visit our website. Send an email. Also, revrex@our web address. All right. Details on the screen. Please. All right. Let me hear from you. Let me know how this is blessing you. Comments. But visit the website. Over 80 messages. Free downloads. All right. So have a spirit-filled week. And I look forward to seeing you next Sunday. All right. Bye.
Hi. My name is Larry Rex. And I'll say, welcome to my YouTube channel. Here we will be having a solid time with God's Word. We will learn who we are in Christ. Listen, there's so much God has put within us that makes the new creation, that's the born-again person, the most treasured possession on this earth. Wow. Yes, and that's it, really. So much to uncover. Bible says that God has put so much treasure in us. We have treasure in this earthen vessel. Imagine us week after week, episode after episode, digging in by revelation, by the help of the Holy Ghost, into all those amazing truths on who we are, what God is to us, what Christ has done for us. Imagine how much we would be, edified and transformed. So please subscribe to this channel and then just turn on notifications so that once anything drops, you will be the first to know. It will be awesome being in this community with you. Looking forward to great times together. God bless you.